The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parasha is Parashas Bahalei Sicha. Near the end of the Parasha, we have the episode where Miriam and Aaron, Vatidaber Miriam and Aaron b'Meisha. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Meisha. Al Eidus Isha Kushi Sheshelokoch. Rashi explains that when Meisha went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, and everyone was commanded to separate themselves from their wives for 3 days after the Torah was given, so everyone was told Shuva Lachem Lo Aleichem, that you can go back to your wives now. Meisha never went back to his wife. And they spoke against him because of this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry. But here the Torah tells us in Pasuk Gimel, Vayish Meisha Onof Mi'od. Moshe was a very, very humble man. Mikol Odom Asha'al Penei Ha'adoma. Not only was a very humble man, but states he was the most humblest man in the world. There was no one else that was his equal to this. Why does the Torah put this here right now? Well, this is to tell us that they spoke against him, they spoke Lashon Hara, but it didn't affect him. He wasn't moved by it at all, or by the criticism. Because of his humility. Even so, Kodesh Baruch Hu became very angry at them, and the Torah tells us what happened. Rashi brings, what does it mean, he was onaf mi'od? So Rashi says, shofel b'sablon. He was very humble, and sablon means he would suffer personal injury and personal insult without him getting all excited over it. Some people, well, everyone you insult them, they react. Some people are extremely sensitive. Others are not so sensitive. But Meisha was an extreme when it came to this. You could tell him what you wanted. If it was at a personal level, it didn't bother him. Because he was a very, very humble man. He was shofel usablon. We see there's a number of times in the Torah that he took exception. A number of times in the Torah that he became angry. But that wasn't because of personal reasons. Came angry because he didn't like the way the people were acting towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or towards others when he saw an injustice. But when it had to do with him personally, if someone would criticize him or attack him personally, that couldn't have bothered him in the least. Now this midah, this quality of anivus, of humility, of being self-enduring, enduring to insult, personal insult and injury. This is an obligation on everyone. And we find that this has an exceptional feature from all of the midas, from all of the particular qualities that one is obligated to have. The Rambam brings in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Gimel. Firstly, he lays down the rule that a person should always walk in the middle. He should be an extreme, either to the right or to the left. But, he says there are two exceptions to this rule. And one of them, Yesh Deyesho Osle Lodom Lina Ben Bebenes. One of these exceptions, that a person is not allowed to walk in the middle path. But he should go to the opposite extreme, who gave a life? It's arrogance. It's not sufficient that a person should merely be humble. But one is obligated to be extremely humble. And the proof he brings is explicit. Because if we say that by all of the particular qualities of one's character, you are obligated to walk in the middle and not go to either extreme, so then what is the shvach, the shevach, what is the praise of Moshe when it states, Vayish Moshe onof mi'od, that Moshe was extremely humble? That wouldn't be a good quality, that wouldn't be a praise. So from here, the sages learn, and the Rambam brings, that we see when it comes to this quality, this is an exception. It's not sufficient that one is merely humble, one merely has humility, one is merely patient. But he's obligated to be on of me old, extremely humble. And this is what the Chazal have commanded us in saying, Hevishfal ruach mi od. We are commanded to be very, very humble and very, very self-enduring. Fichok tziva chachomim meod meod hevishfal ruach. This quality is an enormous quality. We have in the Gemara in Aveir Zora and Daf Chof. The Gemara brings a Braisa, teachings, which is very famous. It's known as the Braisa, the Rapinchas Ben Yoyer. Omar Rapinchas Ben Yoyer, Torah may be elide Zihirus, Zihirus may be elide Zerizus, Zerizus may be elide Nikius. He lists all of the steps where a person should develop in himself to reach the highest heights possible by a human being. And it's on this price or this teaching that the Mesilas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, bases his entire sefer, the Mesilas Yesharim, to explain this price of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer. And he goes through a whole number of steps. One step leads to another, brings to Tara, to purity, and brings to Kedusha, to sanctity. It'll bring to Hasidus, saintliness. It'll bring to Anova, humility, and so forth. Then the Gemara has a discussion. What is the highest level that a person can reach? So one says, Hasidus Gedele Mikulan. The highest level that a person can reach is that of Hasidus, saintliness. As it states, Shenemar Oz Dibarto Bechazon Lechasidecho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak, will give his prophecies to his Hasidot, Chasidecho, to his Hasidim, to this, those who have this quality. We'll plead to the Bishum and Levi, but the Bishum and Levi disagrees. The highest level that a person can reach is humility. As it states, brings a pasuk from Yeshayahu Samach Aleph, Ruach Hashem Elokim Alai. The prophet said that I was given prophecy, Yan Moshe Ach Hashem Osi Levaser Anomim. I was given the prophecy of Hashem. This prophecy comes as a garment. Or this prophecy comes, excuse me, this prophecy comes levaser anovim, to those who have anova, to those who have the quality of humility. Chasidim leinemar el anovim, lamaretu shanova gedele mikulan. From here the Gemara says that this quality can perhaps be the greatest height that a person can reach when we speak of the human qualities. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Chof Beis, he elaborates on this midah. But he writes that there's two aspects to this. One has to be humble from the aspect of his das, his mind, and then one has to be humble from the aspect of his actions. In other words, one has to, in his own mind, have the attitude towards himself that he's not so great. And then, in his actions, he has to act as a very, very humble person. And an anog b'maisov, to be merely humble in one's conduct, he says that's not anivus, that's not humility. Where one is a gavalev, in his own mind he's arrogant, but he conducts himself as a humble person, he says that's not humility, that's a midarami oda, that's a very, very bad quality. It has to start with the mind, how a person perceives himself. Because im lo ya'onav b'daitai v'yitzel yisonav b'maiso, if he's not humble in his own eyes and he wants merely to conduct himself as a humble person, lo ya elamin anovim amadumim v'horoim shizohar alamava, then he's going to be from the false. This is false humility. There are many people that they act humble, but they are not. And Shahim Michlal Hatzfuim, Asher Ein Be'elem Ramehem. He says they are amongst the Tzavuim. The Tzavuim actually means people who paint themselves a different color in order to project a false image. They are counterfeit. And he says to me, counterfeit, there's nothing worse in the world than that. So therefore, when we speak of this quality, it's not merely how one acts. It has to be firstly how one perceives himself, and then it's followed through with his conduct and with his actions. Now, we could ask a question. We know by Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to the levels of Torah, there was only Moshe that could go up and bring the Torah down. Nobody else reached that level. And it states in the Torah, Lo kom od navi kemesha, that there will never be a prophet that will reach that level. So in this, he was the greatest in the world, the greatest in creation. And now we have where it states that Ha'ish Moshe, that Moshe was onav miod mikol odom ashar p'nei adama. He was the most humblest man in the entire world. Is it just coincidental that he happened to be the greatest in these two levels, that in the prophecy of Torah and that in humility? The Maral writes in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael and also in the Nesivah Torah Perek Beis, it's not a coincidence, it's to the contrary. Because of this enormous level that he gained in humility, that was machshir him. That is what prepared him to receive the Torah. Had he not had that quality, to that level of greatness, then he would have never been able to bring the Torah down to Klal Yisrael or to the world. We see this. We see that the whole Torah was referred to Torah's Moshe, was called in his name because of this quality. The Gemara brings him a Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. This is in Perek Omar Rabbi Kiva, which discusses Shavuos and the giving of the Torah, the Yantar we just celebrated. The Gemara says, Amud Abishur ben Levi, B'shosh Yorin Meishim Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Moshe left the mountain with the Torah, Bosotan, the Satan came, the Omar, Lefonav Ribbeinu Shalelam Torah Heichen Hei. Creator, Master of the world, where is the Torah? Amalei Nesati La'oretz. So Hashem said, I've given it to the earth. The Satan, Halach Eitz La'oretz. Satan went to the earth, and he said, where is the Torah? The earth said, I don't have it. He went to the Yam, to the sea, asked the sea. The sea said, I don't have it. He went all over, looking for the Torah. And each one said, we don't have the Torah. Chozer v'amal v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he went back to Hashem. Dibeinu shel Eilam, chifashti b'chol oretz v'lematzesio. I've searched the entire world, and I haven't found the Torah. Amalei, Hashem said, lech etzel ben Amram. Go to the son of Amram. Go to Moshe. Ask him where the Torah is. Halach etzel Moshe. He went to Moshe. Amalei, teire shenosan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichen hi. The Torah which Hashem has given to you, where is it? Amalei, Moshe said, V'chima ani shenosan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I that Hashem should give me the Torah? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So he went back to Hashem. And he said, Moshe says he doesn't have the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and says, Moshe, badoy ato. Moshe. Are you a liar? Isn't that not true that I gave you the Torah? Omar Afanov, Moshe said, Ribbeinu shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Chamuda ganuzi yesh lecha, she'ata mishtashteya bo bechol yom. Your most precious treasure, which you have, which you fondle every day. Ani achzik teva la'atzmi. I'm going to tell people that that treasure you gave to me, this I cannot do. In his humility, he wasn't able to tell the people that I am the one who has the Torah, that I brought it into the world. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ho'ilu mi'arato atzmecho. Since you have made yourself so small, tikore al shmecho. The Torah will be known on your name. And that's what it states, Zichru Toras Moshe Abdi. You shall remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Because you have made yourself so small, then the Torah will be called on your name. So the Maral says, we see the whole reason why Torah is called Toras Moshe is because of his humility. And it is this quality that enabled Moshe to bring the Torah into the world. And it's this quality that one must have if he's going to want to become great in Torah. And the greater measure of this quality one has, the greater his potential to become great in Torah. Why is this? See, this is there are two reasons. Basically one reason, but there's two reasons for this. The Torah and the human being are actually contrary to each other. The Torah is something which is bilti gashmi. It's non-physical. It's spiritual. It comes from a spiritual world. The human being is made up of physical matter. He's created from the earth. He's a physical person. One cannot identify with the other. One cannot unite with the other because one is contrary to the other. When a person is arrogant, in Hebrew, the Chazal refer to the arrogant as the Gasei HaRuach. Gasei HaRuach literally means, the word gas means heavy in thickness. Those who have a heavy spirit. That's a quality. The Maral says, which is a physical quality. When a person is arrogant, he thinks a lot of himself. He makes himself big. Just like we said, Beato, when a person is humble, he makes himself small. A person is arrogant, he makes himself big. He's medapeach atzmo, we always say. He blows himself up. He becomes when he takes up a lot of room. The bigger the person, the more room he takes up. If a person is someone who feels he's very great in his own mind, so what he's doing is he's been megadlus atzmo, he's making himself big. He needs room. This is why it's called gasi aruach. Gasi aruach means someone who has a very, very heavy, thick spirit. And this has to do with the physical dimension. What needs room? Something which is physical. Therefore, he cannot identify with Torah. It states, the Gemara brings in Erevin, Leba Shomayim hi. We have in Parshas Nitzavim, it states that the Torah is not in the heaven. What does that mean? Lebegasi aruach. Not with those who walk with their heads high. You will not find Torah. Because they are contrary to Torah. They are a gasi aruach. They are, their spirit is physical. And the Torah is non-physical. So they cannot identify to Torah. They can never become great in Torah. You will not find it by those whose heads are in the heavens. On the other hand, someone who's an onuf, what does he do? He's maktin es atzmai. He's always making himself smaller. He's making less of himself. The smaller the person, the less physical he is. The less room he needs. He's a kleiner mensch, a very small person. How much room does he need? He becomes non-physical. If he becomes non-physical, then he can identify with Torah. And he can unite with Torah, which is also non-physical. A second reason, but it's basically just deeper, it goes deeper into this. He writes, in the physical world, we find always that everything has dimensions. You'll never find anything that's physical without dimensions. And dimensions always mean, from one aspect, it means that there's some matter here, there's some mass, but from the other aspect, it means it's limited. You take an open field. You put a building. Well, the building has dimensions. It's a big building. A small building, a bigger building, a bigger building. From one aspect, that there's a bigness to it, largeness. But from the other aspect, it has limitations. Because whatever has dimensions has limitations. It has gvulim, it has boundaries. It only goes so far and not further. And this is a quality, a dimension, which is part and parcel with the physical world. We will never find anything that is physical that does not have a dimension. If it doesn't have a dimension, then it doesn't exist physically. And if it has a dimension, we like to think of how big it is, but really it has limitations. You have a skyscraper. So you say it's 30 stories, it's 40 stories, it's 100 stories. That's true. But it's not more than 100 stories. See, the dimensions create limitations. And this is something which is peculiar, something which is part and parcel of the physical world. The gasi haruach, people who are arrogant and they're blowing themselves up, they feel they're very, very great people. They are very limited. We brought this a number of times before from the Maharal. They're very limited. Why are they limited? The arrogant person cannot mix and identify and relate to everyone. He belongs to a special club. For example, you have a golf club. Exclusive. It's exclusive, so its membership is not open to everyone. It's only open to exclusive people. Or if you have someone who's, because he's very wealthy, or because maybe he has a very good lineage, so he holds himself very, very high and arrogant, and therefore he cannot identify and mix with people of a lower level. So here we have someone who he has dimensions, at the same time he has limitations. It's impossible for him to identify with everyone across the board. He is limiting himself. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, we find just the opposite. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, it states he's Adon Adonim. He is the king and the master of all kings and of all masters. There is no one higher than him. At the same time, he's Avi Yesemim Valmonis. He takes care of the orphans and the widows and the downtrodden. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations. His abode is in the highest levels of the heavens, and at the same time he takes care of those at the lowest level. Why is that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. He's non-physical. A non-physical entity has no dimension and therefore no limitation. And therefore it can spread endlessly. Now, this is the same as Torah. The Torah is non-physical. And therefore, there are no dimensions to it and no limitations. To unite with Torah, to become part of Torah, you have to be similar to Torah. The gasei ruach, the arrogant, will not be able to identify with Torah. They are physical and they are limited. While the anovim, those with humility, who are constantly minimizing their physical importance or their importance as an entity, they will be able to identify with Torah. With this we understand the Gemara. The Gemara in Tainus Dav Vav Amud Aleph, Gemara says as follows. It's a well-known Gemara, but we can have a much deeper explanation in it. Gemara says, Omer of Chanina Bar Idi, Lama Nimshla Divet He Teira L'Mayim. Torah is compared to water, as it states, Have you called some Lechulamayim? Everyone who is thirsty, let him go drink the water. Torah is compared to water. Why? What is the similarity between water and between Torah? So the Gemara says as follows. This is the similarity. The nature of water, that if you put it on a high place, it will move downward. This is the nature of water. After, this is the nature of Torah. It's on a high place, it will move downward. And therefore, and therefore it will not be fulfilled. It will not be fulfilled except by someone who is very, very humble. Now, what does the Gemara mean? What's the compare? Just because of that, we compare it to water. Water is, you put it on a high level and it goes down. Therefore, Torah also. What's the comparison? So the Maharal says we have to study the nature of water to understand what the sages are saying. Everything that you put in one place, it will not spread endlessly. It will hold together. You take a rock and you put it somewhere. It'll defy the force of gravity. It'll hold together. Water, when you put in one place and there's pressure from gravity, it will roll and spread endlessly. What does this show? This shows that water has a very weak physical structure. It has such a weak physical structure that it cannot hold itself together. And it will fall into any form that it's pushed into. The physical element of the water is minimal. That's why Torah is compared to water. The physical element of Torah is also negligible. And therefore, it will spread all over. And it will identify with those also that have a very, very negligible physical element. This is why Torah is similar to water. Mamayim, just like water, you put at a higher level and it goes down. The Torah also will identify with those that are lowly. Now, this in general is the quality of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Klal Yisrael can identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while the nations of the world cannot so easily. The Gemara brings, we have a pasuk in Vaaschanan. The pasuk is in Vaaschanan, Zayin, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. And the pasuk states, Lemi rubchem mikolo amim choshak Hashem bochem, ki atem hamat mikolo amim. I have not chosen you, Hashem said, because you are the mightiest in numbers from all of the nations. To the contrary, you're the smallest of all of the nations. Now the simple meaning is generally a king. A king's strength is dependent on his nation. If you're a king of a small nation, you're a small king. You're a king of an island, you're a little king. If you're a king of a nation that has billions of people, you're a great king. So a king generally wants the larger multitudes as possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now, I didn't choose you because of your great multitudes. Lemi rubchem. To the contrary, atem hamat minami. You're the smallest of the nations. But I chose you, it states, ki choshak b'amiseichem, because of the love that I had for your fathers and for you. The Gemara dashens a little differently here. The Gemara says, lemi rubchem, mikol ha'amim choshak Hashem bochem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael. Hashem said to Yisrael, Choshkani Bachem, my love for you is because Shafil Bishoshani Mashpi Alochem Gedula. Even at a time when I give you all types of greatnesses, I elevate you up high. What do you do? Atem Mematin Atzmechem. Le Merubchem means, the reason why I love you is because you do not make yourself great. You make yourself small. Even when I want to make you great. Nosati gdula l'Avram. I went and I gave all kind of greatness to Avraham. What did Avraham say? Anechi ofer v'efer. He said, I'm only dust. I'm only ashes. L'meishi v'aron. I gave greatness to Shenaron. What did they say? Nachnu mo. What are we? We are nothing. L'David. I gave greatness to David. What did he say? I'm like a worm and not a man. Atem hamat mikol amim. You make yourself small than all of the other nations. But when it comes to the other nations, when it comes to the idolaters, Nosati Gdula Nimrod. I made Nimrod a king. What did he do? Hova Nivdalana Ir. He says, let's go build a city and a tower and we'll make war against Hashem. Lepare, I gave greatness to Pare, I made him a king of Egypt. What did he say? Mi Hashem, who is this God? I don't have to listen to him. To Sancheirav, I made him a king. What did he say? Mi Bechol Eleke Arotzes. He says, I don't have to bow to the God, to God. Nebuchadnezzar, when I made him a king, he said, I'll go make war against God. Lechiro Melech Tzur, he said, Meshev Elim Yoshafti, Belev Yomim. Rashi brings Chilam Melech Tzur, he made himself a throne with seven different levels going upwards. And he put his throne on the seventh level, because he heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seven levels in the heavens where he dwells. And he wanted to be equal to Hashem. So he said, you're different than everyone. When it comes to the Goyim, to the Rishoyim, to those who are wicked, the more greatness you give them, the more arrogant they become, the more haughty they become. When it comes to Israel, the more greatness you give them, the more humble they become. Abraham, and Moshe, and Aaron, and David. So therefore, Le Mirubchem, I didn't choose you because you were so great, but because Atem Hama'at, because you make yourselves small all of the time, even when I give you greatness. And that's for the reason that we gave. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael can identify to each other. Because Klal Yisrael has this quality of anivus, of humility. Now, we can ask a question on all this, and it's a very important question. From all that we've said till now, we see the importance, the extreme importance, that a person has to be very humble, very self-enduring. He has to have extreme humility. It's not even enough to have humility, he must have extreme humility. On the other hand, if that's how a person is supposed to, and it's supposed to be bedas, not only just in conduct, I'll act that way, but that's how he is supposed to view himself. Otherwise it's false humility. If this is how a person is supposed to act, first of all, this is not true, it's false. How can a person say on himself, I need to las, I'm like a worm? Is he like a worm? A worm doesn't have a bone structure at all. A man, physically alone, he has billions of miracles. It's estimated that he has, that the cells, the physical cells that make up the human body, number in the billions. And each cell is like a world by itself. He's the greatest miracle of creation. That's physically alone. But besides the fact that he was given a soul, he was given an neshama. And then B'Tselem Elokim, he was created in the image of Hashem. It states that he's the Bechir Anivroim. He's the greatest of all of the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This means, can we comprehend the creations of the universe? The depths of the sea, the heights of the mountains, or the solar systems? We don't even know there are solar systems existing there, which we don't even know about. In each one, are larger than the solar systems we know about. And man is the Bechir Anivroim, the master creation, and everything was created for him, the sages say. He's a walking billion miracles. And Chibur Yesera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed extra love to man. Shebara B'Tzelem Elokim, that he was created in his own image. No one else was created in the image of Hashem. So, it's true to say, a person will go around thinking of himself as a worm or as ashes. Firstly, check it. There could be a greater lie. Secondly, are we trying to say that Moshe didn't know who he was? Did he think that he was some kind of no one and he still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was giving him the Torah? He did not know the greatness of his own self, the greatness of prophecy that he came to. And we always say how fortunate we are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to give us the Torah, and he elevated us from all of the nations of the world. One is not allowed. I mean, this is totally preposterous that one should view himself as ashes or as a worm. And if one doesn't view himself that way, he merely conducts himself in this manner, we said this is false modesty. Secondly, the Chazal say that man not only was created in this manner, but he must live up to this. Chai vadam leimar, mosai yagia maisai, the maisa avoisai. A person is obligated to say, when will my deeds reach the deeds of our great forefathers? Person has to demand from himself to fulfill his potential. If he looks at himself as a worm, and he has a potential of a worm, so what's he going to demand from himself? And secondly, this will break a person. This will break a person. He's supposed to. He has to have motivation. He has to feel some self-worth. If he looks at himself as a worm, so there cannot be a greater erosion of self-confidence and self-worth than that. We have a lot of such people walking around. Unfortunately, these are broken people. So what is the Chazal telling us? The answer to this is not a contradiction. There is no doubt that heaven forbid a person should view himself as a worm or as no one or as ashes. Hillel, even when he went to the bathhouse to wash himself physically, he told his Talmidim, I'm going to fulfill a great mitzvah. Because HaKadosh, if someone, he says, if the king had statues, beautiful statues, and images that looked like the king, and you were in charge, wouldn't you have to wash it and shine it and polish it? So how much more so that the king gave you a body which is in his image? How much more so must you take care of it? A person has to view himself physically, emotionally, spiritually, that he is far greater than a million nuclear bombs. He has far greater potential. And this is the reality. And if a person doesn't, this is a chet gadol, this is an enormous sin. This is disgracing the human being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have created in my image. This is disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is disgracing his creation. Because I'll tell us that if Kol Chachmei Sheba'olam, if all of the wise people in the world would get together, Afilo Namola Achas, even one ant they could not create. The miracles of one ant are so great. So far, scientists have not been able to create from nothing one ant. So what is the human being? And it's because people lack this understanding. That's why human life is cheap. It leads to wars, leads to genocide, leads to shvichas domim, to murder or whatnot. So heaven forbid, this a person has to realize all of the time. And he has to realize what a person is and what a Jew is. But, on the other hand, this is not cause for arrogance. Why should he be arrogant? What did he do? He created the person. He created himself. If he created such a human being, that would be cause for arrogance. But if a person is created as a superman, which he is, therefore that's cause for arrogance. Why? You didn't make yourself. Kodesh Baruch Hu made you. And he gave this to you for nothing. And on no account of what you did. So what are you arrogant for? This is what the Navi said, Al Yishalal Odom. Man should not praise himself, be Oshrei, because of his enormous wealth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, it's not his. Be Gvurasei, and his strength, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Be Chokmosei, and his wisdom, he created the brain. This is by the Goyim. Someone's born with a good brain, the person pats himself on the back. What's he patting himself on the back for? He created the brain. A person is given physical strength, so the idolaters, they make themselves great because of that. Why are they making themselves great? What did they do? So therefore, one is not contradictory to the other. A person has to take a realistic look at what he is and learn how to appreciate it and learn how to recognize it and to understand what his potential is. Human being has a never-ending potential. But this should make the person more humble, not arrogant. What's he being arrogant for? He created the human being. He didn't do anything, as far as that's concerned. This would make him even more humble. Like David HaMelech and the others say, what are you giving me so much greatness for? I myself, what am I? What did I do? Now, one further point though, but we could ask. The Novi said, the Prophet said, Al Yishalel Odom Al Yishalel Hagibo Bigvurasai. Someone who has enormous intelligence, don't praise yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you intelligence, be thankful for it. What are you praising yourself for? Someone has enormous wealth, don't praise yourself. It wasn't you that created it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. So he put the thoughts in your mind how to make this wisdom. And he didn't have to. How to make this wealth. And the same thing with the strength. Okay. But the Novi said, Bezeishi Shalom. A person should praise himself. Biyodas Hashem and Aziris Hashemayim. On that he fears Hashem. And because that's his. That's what he did. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him. Makol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Biyere Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give people everything, but not the fear of Hashem that they have to create for themselves. Mitzvahs they have to do for themselves. Torah they have to learn for themselves. So it would seem, in this let a person praise himself. So Moshe then should have been very arrogant. And the same thing with Avraham and Yitzchok and David. Because look what they achieved. What they achieved in this area, in the area of Yiras Hashem. The answer to that is yes and no. From one aspect, the sages tell us this has to bring a great joy to a person. A person must celebrate. This is why the halacha is that when a person finishes a mitzvah, he makes a celebration. When he finishes a mitzvah that takes a long time, he's supposed to make a celebration. It's brought in the Gemara in Masechta Tainis and Bava Basra that when they used to chop the wood, the whole season for the Mizbeach, for the altar, when they finished, it was a great simcha. It was on the 15th of Av. When Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, made a great simcha to celebrate the achievement, because this is our achievement. When a person finishes learning a Masechta, he's supposed to make a simcha to celebrate our achievement. So for one aspect, certainly a person is supposed to take pride and to celebrate. But from the other aspect, this cannot lead to arrogance. Why? It's his achievement. Because the potential of the human being is so great, he always has the problem, is he fulfilling his entire potential? Is he doing as much as he can? We once quoted that someone once wrote the Rambam, and he said that it was Yom Kippur was coming, and he said, I don't know if I should say the vidui, where we express all of our shortcomings, all different shortcomings, al-chait, and so forth, ashamdu v'gamnu, because I know that I didn't do any sins. This is what someone wrote to Rambam. So the Rambam writes back, he says, what you just wrote is the greatest sin you've done this year. He says, if you would realize how difficult Heyakosha Avedis Hashem, the all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us, he said, you would say all of the Chatoim, all of the Oshamnos, V'Chaheina V'Chaheina, three times as much. He says, for example, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe? Moshe was the greatest servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, there's no one in my house like Moshe Abdi. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastised Moshe by the rock, Yan Lehem Mantimbi. He says, you didn't have emunah, you didn't believe in me. In other words, he was calling Moshe a non-believer. Moshe, a non-believer. And the Rambam carries on and with that. He says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastise David with? He said David was an adulterer because he took the Bathsheba, the wife of Uri. He says, even though she had a get, she had a divorce from him. And because he sent Uri to the front lines, he indicted David as a Shefech Dan, as a murderer, even though he was not a murderer, because he had a right to kill him, because he was a Meir B'Malchus, he had rebelled against the king. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges those who are close to him, kechut asara, with the breath of a hair. And why is that? Not because he's so strict with us. Because the potential of the human being is unending. Heaven forbid, the criticism against Moshe was not that he was great. He wasn't great. The criticism against Moshe was that he could have been even greater. This was the criticism against David and the others. So in those areas that we did not create, there's no cause whatsoever to be arrogant. To the contrary, when we see what was given to us without us doing anything, there's more cause to be humble. And in those areas that we did achieve, there, yes, there we are allowed to to Yishalel, to praise ourselves, and to be Mole Simcha, but still not arrogant, because in the same breath, Ein Tzadik Boretz, Asher Yaseh Teva LeYachto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies there is no human being who fulfills his potential. There is no human being, even the greatest, the greatest righteous human beings, that do not fall short. So we must be very proud of what we achieve, but at the same time, we must realize we could have done a lot more, a lot more. And we are not fulfilling that enormous potential that was given to the human being. So therefore, what we asked, how is it possible for a person to look at himself like he's nothing? Now, heaven forbid, he has to realize what he is. He has to realize that he has the power to move worlds, because the human being was the greatest creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and especially the Israel. But to the contrary, because he has such powers, and these powers were given to him not on any account of his own, what he did, he has to not praise himself, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mo Ani, what am I? He has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time. And even in his own achievements, when it's looked at in the light of the enormous greatness that he was given, right away that deflates any arrogance. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe knew exactly what the potential of the human being is, and he knew exactly what he had reached. But as long as a person is alive, it's a never-ending potential. He knew he could have reached more. And he knew that these are gifts from Hashem. Therefore it states that Ish Moshe onof mi'od Hashem mikol odom apnei adama. Moshe, personal criticism of these things didn't bother him at all, because he was the most humble person in the entire world. And it was this quality that caused him to be able to go to Sinai and receive the Torah and to bring it down to Klal Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.